This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Years ago, it was not unusual for voters to pull the lever for a straight party line vote. For those uninitiated, it simply meant to vote for all of the Democrats or all of the Republicans on the ballot at one time. No need to decide whether all the candidates of a party were the best. They were, after all, members of and candidates from your party. That party line vote went away in 2012 when Diana Duran was Secretary of State. It may be coming back, or it may not be. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Maggie Toulouse Oliver, the current Secretary of State, a Democrat up for re-election, says it will be back for the November 6th ballot. The Republicans say, nope, and we'll take you to court to stop it. The GOP says it's a blatant partisan effort that will benefit Democrats. The suit was filed not only by the state Republican Party, but a Democratic write-in candidate and two outside political groups. They filed their petition with the state Supreme Court last week, saying that Toulouse Oliver had overstepped her authority and she couldn't just unilaterally bring it back. She didn't hold hearings or ask for any input from the public. The petition says, quote, her action cannot be allowed to stand and cripple, without legal authorization or even publicly tested justification, the electoral odds of an entire class of candidates, end quote. More after this. Interestingly, the co-petitioners with the GOP were the Libertarian Party, Unite New Mexico, which is a nonprofit that helps independent candidates, and Elect Liberty PAC, which is there to help Gary Johnson's Senate bid. Heather Norquist, a write-in candidate running against Democrat Andrea Romero for House District 46, is also a signatory to the petition. The High Court has told Toulouse Oliver she has to file a response to the action by the end of this week, and then they will set a hearing date. The Secretary of State had said a while back that she wanted to bring back the option of straight party voting. She said it offers more options to voters and makes it easier for them to cast ballots. The Democratic Party in New Mexico is, of course, supporting Toulouse Oliver's decision, saying it's the Republicans who want to deny a change and a chance to make voting easier. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
In the old days, the 1950s and 60s, it was not unusual for the straight party vote to be used and the practice passed on through families. It was in ours and was considered the only right way to vote. We suspect that a lot of candidates, particularly Democrats in those days, owe their terms in office solely to the straight party vote rather than either their qualifications or abilities. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.